GOB85, call me 50%. Somewhere between 65 and 70% of this Sceptred Isles land is used for agriculture. 57% of agriculture is rough pasture, and another 24% is grass. Add these together and it means that around 57% of the UK is used to feed animals. We raise some animals for dairy produce and wool growing, the rest is directly for food. This means something less than 15% of our land is used to grow crops, some of which is, of course, used for animal feed, and some small amount for non-food crops. Whichever way you look at it, though, we devote a huge percentage of our land to rearing animals. Believe it or not, this was my main motivation for eschewing meat over 3 decades ago. The less meat that is eaten, the more people can eat, as they are fed from the same size piece of land. More recently, I've become a complete convert to the rewilding movement. The urge is not to turn back the clock to some idealized, misty-eyed pastoral utopia, but to try and save the planet and humanity from irreversible decline. The wild world is not an oversized zoo for us to visit for pleasure, but a vital resource to keep planet Earth from declining into an arid Martian desert. It's often said that the rainforest is home to thousands of undiscovered medicines and millions of unknown plants and invertebrates. However, more importantly, wild areas are the lungs and header tank that enables us to breathe and most of us to drink. Masses of phytoplankton, kelp and algal plankton in unpolluted seas produce the air we breathe and still hold untold resources and unfound mysteries. There are great chunks of the undeveloped world that are not much use as watersheds or lungs, being dry deserts or barren mountains, yet there is still a lot that is wild. Unfortunately, as any schoolchild knows, a huge area disappears every day, burnt to clear land for unsuitable agriculture and unnecessary crops like palm oil and corn syrup. What I only found out recently is that the prevailing opinion is that to return the world to a sustainable ecology, 50% of it should be left wild. It is, of course, easy to rail against subsistence farmers in Madagascar who cut down forests, just as it is to vent our spleen on multinationals that bulldoze rainforest to plant palms or burn it to encourage grassland growth for cattle, or mobile burger units, as I'm sure someone somewhere calls them. While I'm happy to join that lobby, let's start here at home. If 50% of the UK was given over to wildlife, great benefit would follow for us all. It doesn't have to be a real wilderness so long as wildlife needs are prioritised and destructive animal husbandry or the use of chemicals, pesticide, herbicides and the like are banned. There's room for rough grazing in the right places and even some organic wildlife-sensitive haymaking. While we're at it, let's inoculate cattle against TB, not slaughter badgers. 13% of our land is used for forestry, and it could be far better managed for a more natural environment. Moreover, we could lead the world by taking back the uplands for deciduous woodland, thus solving many flooding issues and creating natural wildlife corridors on a geographical scale, as well as upping the percentage of Britain that's now forested towards the 30% that it should be. We don't need grouse moors, nor should we go on subsidising sheep raising where it degrades the land. How do we end up thinking it's okay to give taxpayers' money to farmers, but wrong to keep other types of industry going through government grants? If land use is judged with a rewilding yardstick, there are still ways for people to make their living and for us to feed all our people. Everyone could help by eating less meat, or at least eating it less often.